Welcome back to Sensibility and Chaos, the podcast that believes I'm not coming is sometimes the most romantic thing you can say.
I'm busy. I once RSVP'd yes to a wedding just to cancel the day before with an elaborate food poisoning backstory. I regret nothing, except the part where I actually got food poisoning later because karma.
I'm well read. I used to make excuses. Now I just say my spirit is not aligned. If you think that's unhinged, you're not wrong, but neither am I.
And I'm tall girl. If I ever told you, maybe next time, I meant never. But with kindness, today we're tackling the ultimate adulting challenge. How do you say no without spiraling into guilt, shame, or fake calendar entries?
Oh, I love this one. It is something I've been working with. Excuse me.
Your whole life you've been working on this.
What?
Your whole life you've been working on this,
I'm
paring down.
better than you think because there are some people who never do it.
And I pity them.
So one time, when I was trying to understand the sports things, I had downloaded the Yankees team schedule to my calendar, and I had it color-coded blue and everything else was in pink. And somebody was like, oh, let's find a date. And what they were seeing in my calendar was the Yankees baseball schedule. And they're like, oh my God, you're so busy. Maybe we should plan this for like in the fall or something. And I was like, note to self, maybe I should just continuously download sports schedules to my calendar so it looks more
I mean,
than it is.
so people don't try and interlope on your free time, I'm down with that idea.
Why do we think it's become a generational thing? Like, were our parents and older generations okay saying no? Are we trying not to offend too much? Do we feel like we're attacking people, or like, what do we think our hang-up is with saying no?
I think that it has to do with being direct. I think at least part of it has to do with being direct. Like, we're not taught to be direct. At least people who are female socialized, we're not taught to be direct about a yes or a no. We're taught to consider everybody's feelings and, make sure that everybody is in the right place, and then maybe you can say no, but you have to say it kindly and you have to say it with, great thought before yes or no.
And
That would
we're also
also.
people who are not taught to handle a no. So even when you say, like, maybe next time, like, even if you do it with as much grace and tact as possible, even if you do have 22 children and absolutely cannot make it, when you are bold-faced honest to people, it's still like, oh, so, like, you don't want to have the best time of your life at my, like, MLM, it's going to cost you $300 to attend party.
I think sometimes also it depends on why you're saying no. So sometimes I think for me, like I went through my early, post-college years, and I just felt like I had to be there for everyone and everything. So I was always running around, going from like I literally had one time, I think it was 17 months of being in a wedding party straight. 17, 18 months, because literally the weekend the one wedding happened, I started planning for the next one. So I think that having like sometimes you feel like you have to be there for everyone in your life, and that's a another topic, or you have a fear of missing out. So sometimes you don't say no, not because you don't want to, because you are trying to be everything to everyone or being everything.
FOMO is real. Obligation is
Ah.
real. But also, I think you need the burnout of your 20s. Because when you burn out in your 20s, it becomes easier to say no. Like things you would say yes to at 21, at 25, you're like, do I want
No.
to? Yeah, I still have to go. And like by 27, you're like, you know what? I'm going to schedule the 3rd September and October as like, that's mine. Like that's my weekend. That's a me. We used to have like, for us, we would just plan like girl Saturdays where we basically just sit around, sleep over, like eat food, read books. Like we would intentionally schedule something amongst ourselves in order to be able to be like, I have plans. I have plans that just don't involve anybody but you two who will bring me no stress.
Correct. And we also schedule so that not only that we are have time together, but we have it in a constructive downtime way. And it allows us to know that we're going to be okay with other people who will encourage us to slow down, to not have to talk, to not have to be on our, we could not wear our masks that we wear for everyone else. Just be us. So how, and I think it also depends on the environment. So I think sometimes family obligations, friends obligations, work obligations, it all depends on where you are and what you're trying to do. But I think a turning point for me, and I know you two tease me about this, there are times when really I am not sure if I'm going to make something. So I will say maybe because I'm not sure how things may play out. But I try to be more intentional now because I know that people,
Well, yes. I mean, 61% of people admit to accepting social invitations just to avoid hurting somebody's feelings. So they have no intention of actually going to a thing. But this is why half your friends flake out. Because.
infinitely worse because then somebody is sitting there like the day before whatever and it's just like, oh, my cat, my dentist, my dog, my car, my whatever. Like, I will admit I get invitations. I know I'm not gonna say yes to it, but I won't hit automatically decline within like the 5 minutes of seeing the invitation come through. Like, I'll circle back a day or two later because, just to be nice, just to make it seem like I wasn't like, oh, hell no. But I think it's infinitely kinder to say no up front than to, like, somebody who's waiting and planning on this kind of like somebody really wants to go to that restaurant, everybody said yes, and then like in the week and the day leading up to, by the time it comes down to like dinner time, you are sitting in the restaurant alone by yourself. And I'm like, why? I've seen that happen with a couple friends where they've planned stuff like that, and I always feel so bad.
I think also that one of the things I have someone in my life, and when I met, something happened, and I said to them, "Well, why didn't you just say no?" And it was such a far, because they were just someone who always took care of everything in their friend group, in their family. I'm like, "Yeah, I get that, and there's absolutely value and a purpose for doing that, but you are not meeting your own needs all the time." Like if you need to sleep or you need to do chores at your house or you need to, whatever they are, you're not meeting your own needs. And so how are you expecting yourself to be there for someone else? And so now I've gotten them to saying no more. We have to work on that. Not everything needs an elaborate story. You could just say, oh, I'm unable to do this. But they keep an invite.
Or you want to try like advanced little boundary setting? I'm protecting my peace this week.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm just no. No. Just say I plan my time to be off. But I can't do this. When's the next time? But I also think I think there's also something generational. Because when I tell like my parents for that generation, no or I can't, sometimes, especially if people are used to you always saying yes and bending over backwards for them or always being at everything, the minute you don't show up to the family barbecue, your cousin could constantly miss it and no one says anything. But I missed once in X amount of years of my life, and all of a sudden it becomes a, like, oh my God, I think that is problematic. I'm lucky that I think it doesn't happen much in my life, but I think that I know others where it's a real big, well, what do you mean you're not coming? Your sibling's coming. Why aren't you? You always come. So give me a breather then. Let me have that time off.
It's almost like punishing if you're a flake. You're excused if you are consistent, you are pun if you're 10 minutes late. I have like a two flake strike policy going. If you flake on me twice, and for like stupid reasons, and I think people forget social media exists. Oh, I have the worst migraine ever. Like, oh my God, the blood is gushing, like whatever it is. And then 20 minutes later, you're posting about like, oh my God, this ice cream is the best thing ever. I'm like, hey, you're stupid. I have a two flake strike policy. I'd rather you be honest and be like, I know I go to things that people are not enthused about. I will invite people to stuff. If you don't want to go, just say you don't want to go. If you come up with like, oh, you know, Timmy has the flu, and I'm like, okay, but you don't have kids, and even if you did, neither of them would be named Timmy. Like, don't lie. But I just two flakes and you're out kind of deal. But also, like, read the room, you know, like, oh my God, we should do this, and nobody in the group text writes back. Read the room. Nobody wants to do the thing. Nobody wants to do the thing.
I think how you ask it and not just say we automatically should do this, oh my, but just I think if you approach the is anyone interested in this? And I think it's so then this way it gives people the chance to say yes I am, no I'm not, and not feel like they are crushing your soul.
Oh, I mean, we know I don't love country music. Still,
That's fair. None of us do.
people like, oh, there are people.
No,
There's
I meant us three.
there's a demographic before our listeners come for us. Like, people love Garth Brooks.
That's fine. We are not those people.
No, but like, I will send invite every once in a while. I'm surprised by who's like, yeah, you know, I'll go to that. And I'm like, oh, okay. But like a yes or a no. But when the people who say no, like, when they mean it, or 72 hours in advance, like, I'm not feeling good, like, I don't want to hang out with you, I have a cold kind of thing, I'd rather hear 72 hours in advance.
Or give me a heads up. Hey, I'm not feeling well. I'm not sure how I'll be in a few days, but I wanted to let you know. Like, especially if we bought a ticket for something. Like, if I think there's a, if I'm like on death's door right now, and we have 2 days before an event, there's probably a good chance I'm not going to make it. If you know that recovery, I'd rather you have time to try and find someone to go with you or adjust your plans accordingly. Now, if I'm feeling a little sniffle and it's 72 hours away and I don't think it's anything major or developing into anything major, then yeah, I'll be like, hey, just listen, I'm dealing with this right now, but I should be good to go by Friday. Just tell me.
I will also say, like, one of the biggest shutdowns and the easiest way to say no is like, this is out of my price range. Like, I cannot make this fit my budget. I know some people feel awkward about that because they don't want to have to explain their finances, but like, this is the 17th concert this month. Like, every concert ticket's $100. I just don't have it. Like, you know, like, I can't afford it, not in my budget. Like, it's a very easy way to get out of stuff, and I don't.
And I think how you, and I agree with that as being upfront and honest. I've told people flat out, listen, right now I can't swing it, and but maybe another time, or I can't do it this year. Maybe we plan differently. And I've never had anyone give me slack about it, thank God. And like my friends are and family are like, all right, cool. And people might say, well, I can cover you. And you know, if it's something small, maybe I will. But all right, but. It might, you know, and I said, I, or I said, yeah, I appreciate that, and that's generous of you, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to put you out of way. I appreciate you offering that. And again, they're also good with that. I understand that I appreciate them offering, but I don't always want to have someone cover my way. And I think
Yeah.
it's how you do things and how you say it.
Yep, I
Well,
think that
also,
how you say it is 90% of the battle. You know, I think we have this bias in our heads that people are going to get angry, people are going to reject us if we say no to an event. And it turns out that people are actually much more responsive when you're honest about the thing. Like, I can't afford that right now is way more acceptable than at the last minute, I'm sick. I can't go. Like,
and
it's
yeah.
just say, you know, 90% of the time it is what you say and how you say it.
And I do think that there are people in our lives. I think we're talking about like 95% of the people in our lives. I think that if sure everyone in their life has one or two people, hopefully not more than that, who you kind of have to skirt the truth because they are not emotionally or emotionally able to process that, and they make it bigger than what it needs to be. So we, I think this is for normal level-headed situations. If it's something like that, then you do what you need to keep your peace and make it easy. So that's a different and separate. But I also, I don't know about you, I've tried to, when I have younger people in my life who will say no, and I could see that they feel guilty. Or even like giving back a gift or something. Like I bought a shirt for one of the young people in my life, and they loved it. It just didn't fit well, and they didn't want their parent to return it because they felt that then I was going to feel like they didn't want it. And I reached out. I was like, "Hey, I hear it doesn't fit. I'm sorry it doesn't, but let's return it so you can get something you like that does fit the way you want it." And or I'll ask like, "Hey, I'm going out. Do you want to come with me?" And if they say, "Well, I don't want you to be mad." "No, I'm not going to be mad. Just tell me." And then they'll say no. I'm like, "Thank you for telling me." And I want to reward them. So they, not only they know that I'm okay with you saying no, but this is what you should expect in your life, for people to be okay with your boundaries and setting them.
I will say, I am, when I find events, I tend to send them to you guys pretty quickly. But it's also like, if this is a reoccurring event, like, how about 2026? Like, push it off. Or, like, if you invite me to a dinner party and I can't stand your friends, like, oh, I can't make it. But, like, what if we go to brunch, like, next Saturday or something? Like, I can't make this date. Like, truthfully, I can. I don't want to hang out with the evil ones. But like I'll pitch an alternative idea, or like well, I'll host next time or something. Just to, it's not that I don't want to hang with you, I don't want to be part of the situation, but I also don't want to make you feel bad. Like I can't stand your friends. I don't need to bring extra drama to like your. I can't
Your
spend
friend
another night
event.
talking about like Russian literature with those people. Like I love you. I can't stand them and. So I'll just politely like pitch another idea or whatever else. But we've started doing that stuff on the calendar. Like, this seems like a 2027 thing. Like, it's great. We love it. It also seems like something we have no capacity for. So like, every year we kind of know that between our friends we do like a cookie swap, like other people, like I have Friendsgiving with other friends kind of stuff. Like, there's stuff that's coming up and it's like, no, I've now learned like the day or two before cookie swap, like I have to not say yes to anything because otherwise I'll never get the cookies made kind of thing. And that's one of those, like, I used to come home from a concert Friday night and then like bake all the way until Saturday for cookie swap. And with age, it's just like I can't be making cookies at 7 a.m. anymore. Like,
No,
I
I need to
cannot
sleep.
bake through the night. Like, I love you guys. I love hanging out with you guys. I also desperately want a nap on the couch, especially after like a sugar high of all the cookies. Like, the drive home is like.
Yeah, no, I've definitely planned to not go to Cookie Swap for reasons that I was busy right before it, and I knew I couldn't make the commitment to making all those cookies. So I think, yeah, it all comes down to what do we have the capacity for right now? Is it something feasible? Is it not feasible? And we are getting really good about saying, well, maybe next year. Next year in Malta.
Next year in Malta. Fingers crossed.
I don't think I've ever really, except for like a couple of bachelorette things where people are like, it was always motivated by like they wanted something to happen. The few times I've said no and people are like, oh my God, how could you? And I'm like, and of those times, I'm like, best thing I ever did was say no and find out how terrible you are. Like, oh, I have saved myself so much. Like, the fear of like, won't they be mad? They're gonna hold this against me, whatever, whatever. Like, honestly, I get invited to like Pampered Chef stuff, and I'm like, I have a garlic peeler from Pampered Chef. Like, there's nothing else I can bring to this party. Like, I don't want to spend the money on your MLM, and I've really like gotten okay with saying that one. Because it's like, oh, but if you show up, I get money. I'm like, you get a
From
free night
me.
set. You get a
You get
free
money
night
from
set.
me.
I have to drive 2.5 hours and then I have to sit there through the whole pitch. I'm good. Like, this is not. Can I just mail you $23? Like,
If
but
there's
yeah, man.
something, even if it's something I like, that I don't want, and I have to keep on a budget, like, because I know that, and that's why they know they have those parties. You're going to spend more when you're there. You get wrapped up in the excitement, all that stuff. That's great. If you want to do that, wonderful. But if I know that, like, yeah, I may enjoy stuff, I really don't have the time, or I really don't want to spend more than what I need to. Like, all right, I will help. I will buy one thing, and I will contribute and support and move on.
Like, is there a link? Can I skip all of this if there is
Yes,
a link?
we love a link.
I used to make these little like salad dressing containers that you could like bring salad dressing to work in that were sold by like Tupperware. Every couple years when somebody had a Tupperware party, I'm like, put me down for the little salad dressing bottles. I need new ones, but like I will not be coming to your Tupperware party. That's just I will also say no, like, and this is a life lesson, so I will say no to first birthdays. I can't see another smash cake. Like, all the non-parents are outside drinking, all the parents are inside drinking, the kid has no idea, and I'm like, why are we doing this?
I think, I
Matters
don't
to
know
the
about you,
family.
but I don't know, maybe in my personal life, I see a lot more people don't have, like, from growing up, like, first birthdays and kids, like, was always, like, your family. You just had, like, family dinner with a cake. And then when you got to a certain age, then you may have had your own.
You got to school age and you have your own party, or you have a party with somebody else whose birthday is close to you, or yeah, something along those lines. But yeah, first birthdays weren't a thing when we were kids, and now they kind of are, and it's weird.
When we have party on top of party, like the gender reveal, the pre-gender reveal, the pre, like everybody comes to town, the wedding dinner, the whatever dinner. Like, there's the push gift, now there's the push party where you basically celebrate the fact that they got the push gift. I'm like, we are finding too many reasons to party. Like, it's great, there's a theme, there's balloons, there's a whatever. Divorce parties, the first time I got invited to a divorce party, I was like, you have to be kidding me. I bought you a toaster. Your marriage didn't work out. Now you're inviting me to another party where you've registered again for a toaster.
Oh no, not that.
I want to be supportive and you're a friend, but I cannot keep on buying you appliances for every major life event.
Now, if there's a
Yeah.
divorce party to celebrate the divorce and we're going out for drinks,
Oh, the period parties for my godchildren? I am down. You need a
absolutely.
blood red cake with blood red icing. You need a sanitary pad theme. I am here for you.
No.
But the gender reveal anniversary. And that one really, I was like, A, we should not be
What?
doing gender reveals. Gender reveal anniversary.
So if we reveal that we're having a boy in 2024 and 2025, we're doing an anniversary from one year ago.
Like a memory of the greatest moment, like, you know, before we knew you kind of thing. Like it's an excuse to have a pre-party 3 months before his first birthday kind of thing. And I'm like, we are
It's an
now pulling
excuse to
so
get
hard.
more out of the people in your life that is monetary and physical, as opposed to more out of them emotionally.
I feel it's also an excuse to make yourself feel relative,
Relevant.
relevant. That's what, yes. Thank
It
you.
should be relative too, but you know.
But, like, listen, I am all for certain celebrations. I know that there's, if, let's say, with engagements, people have, they got engaged, some people having a party, and then you might have a, if a shower. For items, depending on what part of the world you are, some people just bring it to the wedding. Okay, whatever your customs, your area, and all that, but all these extra, like, no. It is, I'm so grateful that none of us or like our friends, I don't have any friends who are doing an anniversary to the gender reveal. I'm also so grateful. I have two cousins pregnant right now. One is due next month, one is due towards the end of the year. And we are family on that side of family who likes to wait until the baby's born. We don't know what the gender is. And I'm like, we're doing a guessing game right now. We're filling out a calendar to guess who we are, but we're not, you know. And if we, and there are family members who do that, and that's fine. But like, it is not this, not everything. I'm okay with some, not every, some of this is becoming like a halfway to their one birthday. No, that child
Well,
is
the
not gonna
six month anniversary, yeah.
get out of here.
The
The child.
pre-anniversary. I got invited to two divorce signing parties, the couple. Apparently I wasn't split in their split. I got invited to both their divorce signing parties, and I'm like, so this is just a test to see who says yes or no to, like, well, Amy chose to come to my divorce signing party, and I'm like, I can't. The more the parties for the events that are like, he did his first dookie outside of a diaper, like that's not a party I'm going to. I had three molars
Actually,
filled, not having it.
no. I actually really, I'm not a huge fan of Sex and the City, but I did like one of the responses to all of these parties that you get invited to where you have to bring a gift. She threw herself a party and she was on a registry. So you gotta get me a gift for just being alive.
No, honestly, sometimes my gift is my presence. I'm not also like buying you an $80 item. Like, choose wisely. Do you want my presence or do you want a present? Like,
What is maybe before you were comfortable saying no, what have been some of the more elaborate or outlandish ways that you've said no to anyone in any situation?
I've never gotten elaborate. I mean, most of the time in my early years, it was I couldn't go because of work, and that was the God's honest truth. I, you know, was working retail or working more than one job or waitressing, whatever. So I couldn't go, and I had that as the excuse, and I got comfortable with saying no from that. So I don't really get elaborate.
Oh, girl, anything from your end?
When I used to have to say no and I wasn't, whatever, I would use other people's drama stories. I would just use them at a later date. If there was a good drama story, like I had an admin for a while that she just, things happened to her and drama just followed her and there were always elaborate blow-ups, and every once in a while I'd be like, this would make a good excuse story. And this is unique and this is creative, and I would just kind of put it in a vault for later and then be like, my pet tiger attacked my grandma. It's not a lie. There's a backstory, there's information, there's resources.
You are the Tiger King, apparently.
I mean, I also used to travel a lot, so it was literally like the answer usually was like, I mean, legit, like I would love to be at your party, and I know I RSVP'd yes, but I don't land for another 2 hours because of a delay kind of thing. So that's kind of.
How about you, Busy? Anything elaborate that you've.
Not that I could think of. I mean, I think I've just sometimes said like, oh, I already have something when I didn't, but nothing too like crazy. Because
It's
then,
usually when I tell the truth that people are like, no way. And I'm like, photo of me with broken toe in ER. Like, did you really think you were going to question? It's when I tell the truth of like why I don't want to, people are like, you could just say. And I'm like,
I it, this is why.
you know, it's been years since I've like, I tend to say no without explanation more so than like. And I like the learning to make an alternative date. Like, I don't want to go with you and your six friends because I can't stand your six friends. Like, as soon as I figured out to just like pitch an alternate idea, like, why don't we just grab drinks next Thursday instead? I think that was like the last moment. And then when it came down to like the divorce parties and the like, you know, semi bump push parties, I was just like, I saw the invitation, I saw that it was made by Hallmark, and I was like,
Nope.
this is an automatic no. Just. The fact that Hallmark makes a card for this, I feel like morally I just have to say no.
mentally, I just had to say no, like, this is not within my bandwidth.
I am protecting my peace.
I am protecting my sanity, my peace, I am protecting the local police department for not having to show up when I just lose it on this, like. And there are certain things like, I'm not going to your bris. I can celebrate you in different ways. I don't need to see your foreskin cut off. Like, there are events that I'm clear that I don't want to attend. I don't even need to lie. I don't want to see your foreskin removed.
Not even coming later
Well,
after
I mean,
the.
like, I've had coworkers invite me to stuff that I'm just like, I think we rank each other differently in importance. Like, I wouldn't invite you to like my wedding. So like the fact that I'm being invited to your like father's funeral, I'm like, I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know if I've been invited to funerals necessarily.
People will send me links and I'm just like, that's nice. I'll send flowers. I can't imagine why you like, I've never met your dad. We are coworkers. Like, I can't imagine why you think I can't imagine why you think I would be appropriate at this time or event. Like, I will admit I'm entertaining. I've been invited to weddings that I definitely shouldn't have been at, but they're like, we like you. Come drink with us. Don't know. So basically we are people who've learned to say no pretty quickly.
Which will surprise nobody in the audience.
You never know. Somebody could have randomly tripped over the podcast. These sound like girls who can't say no.
They say yes to
I'm
everything.
just a girl who can't say no.
Unless it's a Hallmark printed invitation.
Absolutely not. I will no. 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 My sign is no.
My name is no. My number is. So that's it for episode 18. Whether your social battery is full, flashing red, or completely unplugged, you're allowed to say no.
Next week, we're diving into money. Why budgeting is hard, spending is emotional, and none of us needed that candle.
If you enjoyed this episode, rate, review, or send it to the friend who always cancels but somehow never loses your love. We see you.
Or send it to the friend who needs permission to opt out of brunch. This is your sign.
Until then, guys, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.